everybody. Sam Goodman of the Hop Nerd LLC, ready to talk Starting Points once again. In our Starting Points Operationally Curious Questions minisode, you know the deal here. We pull out the card deck, we shuffle those up.
Ooh, yeah.
We pull a card out of the deck. We read it off. We talk about it, giving you an operationally curious conversation starter for the week, meaning you get to take that question and go ask it within your organization and learn more about normal, everyday, usually successful work. Pretty stinking cool. Yeah, so here we go. The card. The card today is this one. Where is it really easy to make a mistake? This isn't about blaming, not at all. It's about finding air traps that are lurking within our organizations, landmines that are in our organizations. These things that really, it sounds like this. This is actually easier to get this wrong than it is to get this right. Like, it's way easier to get this wrong. It's some kind of miracle that we actually get this right. But we almost always get this right. And on the rare occasion that we don't get this right, like sometimes it gets really bad. Yeah, where is it really easy to make a mistake? Air traps. Air inviting situations. What we're really doing here is inviting people to share their experience with air inviting situations, air traps within their jobs, things that are confusing, overly complicated, poorly designed, things that are just easy to get wrong. If multiple people tell you that it's easy to mess up a certain step, or that using a particular piece of equipment or a particular piece of software, or that, hey, that alarm always goes off, so we never know when that alarm is actually telling us what it's supposed to be alarming about, that kind of stuff. That's not a people problem. That's definitely a system problem. There are places where the design of work isn't setting people up for success. The answers to this question can give you huge insights into where you can make impactful changes to improve operations overall. Safety, quality, efficiency, environmental, and on. By making it harder to do the wrong thing, easier to do the right thing. Yeah, making it easier to be successful. We know that as people, if you make it easy, we're pretty successful. Yeah, that sets us up for success. Make it easy. So here's your task. Go out and ask that question of someone or people nearest to the work. Whatever that work may be that you're trying to learn more about with those folks, where is it really easy to make a mistake around here? Where is it really easy to make a mistake with that? Remember, seek to understand, not to judge. The goal is to learn. So focus on listening to learn, not listening to fix, just to learn with that person. Be curious and listen to what they have to say. And don't just stop at these questions that we give you. If you're being curious and you're really engaged in listening to learn, guess what grows from that conversation starter? Ding, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner. You guessed it, because it is a conversation starter, not a conversation finisher. Better, more interesting questions will grow. Yeah, you'll continue to have a deep and meaningful conversation. Well, there you go. If you want to get your hands on the original card decks, the learning journals, or join the list of many organizations now that are licensing our Starting Point card decks, you can head over to thehopnerd.com/SP. That's thehopnerd.com/SP. Yeah, we've got all that over there. We offer a variety of different ways that you can get your hands on these cards, from the physical card decks to the journals to various options with licensing. Yeah, I look forward to helping you with these things. Send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. And until next time, you know what? Stay curious.